But I wanted to connect the last shiur. I wanted to connect it to the Haggadah and use this as the opportunity to be Mesayim, the first chelek of Sefer Mishlei. Pasuk that we have for the Bein HaChocham is often not properly understood, for the simple reason that in the Haggadah, unlike Lamashal the She'ena Yedea Lishol, where we bring his pasuk, She'ena Yedea Lishol Ad Psachloi, She'ne'ma Avigarto Levincha Bayoima Uleima Bavuze Os Hashem Libitzaisi Mimitzloi. When it comes to the Bein HaChocham, we don't bring the psukim of the Bein HaChocham's answer that's brought in the Torah itself. Because in the Torah, you have the psukim in front of you, the end of Parshas Veschana, and the pasuk that speaks about Ki Yishocha Bincha Machaleima Ma'edai Tzvachuk V'Mishpatim. This is the question of the Bein HaChocham, who asks the nuances, the subtleties, the complications of the Hirba Lahem Torah Mitzvahs. He wants to know, what are the pratim? And why are the pratim? And especially, according to many mefarshim, the chukim. Zois chukas ha-pasach. So how do you answer him? So in the Haggadah, what is the answer? Afato amar lo kehilchis ha-pesach, ein maftirin acha ha-pesach ha-pikoyim. And here it's misoirer several major questions. Number one, why don't we bring the psukim that the Torah brings? What's wrong with them? You should bring the psukim that it says, V'amarta levincha, avodim ayinu lepav mitzvayin tzeinu Hashem mimitzvayin b'yod chazaka. V'yitin Hashem oisiz amoyfzim gdolim v'chom b'mitzvayin b'pahu v'chol beisul aynenu. V'yisanu otzim yisham l'ma'an ovi, yisanu l'seslon asolos Hashem nishbal avoseinu. V'yitzaveinu Hashem l'asiz et skol achukim ha'elu liyugas Hashem l'ikeinu. V'toiv lanu kol ayomin l'chayosinu kayom hazeh. It's a poshut pshat, v'aboisai. I think it's corroborated by Rishonim and Achronim, is that actually the entire Haggadah that we have in its completeness is the answer to the Bein HaChocham. Now take a look at the psukim here. Number one, V'amarta levincha avodim ayinu leparav Mitzrayim. Do we or do we not say that in the Haggadah? Avada, right at the beginning. After Manishtana, we say Dar Entfer is Avodim Ayinu Leparav Mitzrayim. Take a look at the pasuk Vayisanu Otzim Misham, pasuk Chav Gimel. What does the pasuk say? Vayisanu Otzim Misham. Do we say that in the Haggadah? Absolutely. Amar Rava V'Tzarich Sheyoyimar Vayisanu Otzim Misham. We say Vayisanu Otzim Misham. Take a look at the pasuk Vayitein Hashem Oisus Emoifsim. We don't bring that pasuk, but we certainly talk about this inyan to a very great extent. We speak about all of the makas. We speak about the oisus hamoifsim. We speak about Mitzrayim. Memeila, it comes out that the whole Haggadah is the answer to the Bein HaChocham from beginning to end. But the ikat shvak, when we say va'af ato emolok yuchas ha-pesach, we are making a point about our Haggadah. And we are saying that the Ikar Tshvak is one pasuk here. Vayitzaveinu Hashem la'aseh says kol ha'chukim ha'ele li'yiras Hashem alaykenu v'toiv lanu kol ha'yonim. Where is that pasuk mentioned in the Haggadah? The answer is the pasuk itself is not mentioned. But the inyan is mentioned. More in the Haggadah is this inyan mentioned of Vayitzaveinu Hashem Lasis as Kol HaChukim Ha'ele than any other inyan in the Haggadah. What is that inyan? Af ato emor loy kehilchis ha-pesach. The chidush nifla that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is by telling halachas. It's a meiridike chidush. And why is it so? I always point out, and I've mentioned it over and over again. You have a Shulchan Aruch Hilchus Kriya Shema. You have a Shulchan Aruch Hilchus Tefillah. It tells you how to say Kriya Shema. It tells you what kind of kavanas you're supposed to have. It tells you your posture. It tells you the time of day. And then, using that knowledge and following those rules, we say Kriya Shema and we daven Shemoneh Esrei. Would it not be absurd, L'cha'ira, if in the middle of my Kriya Shema, I should say, Kan tzarech lahoysif baruch shem kvod malchusay balachash. So I told somebody that Nebuch, we had a karev. I had a karev. And this karev was in Eretz Yisrael, knew Ivrit, of course, perfectly. He went through the churban Nebuch. He was a bar mitzvah bacha when the churban began. And he suffered tremendously. And he got lost. He got lost. And Nebuch, he didn't have, maybe he went to a very nice fellow, but he went to shul on Yom Kippur. That's it. In Haifa, he lived in Haifa. Once when I went to visit him, he's a first cousin. I went to visit him, and I realized, not to tzlolei erev, medav gein davin mincha. So I asked him, is there a shul nearby? He says, of course. So I said, could you show me? And meanwhile, I figured I'll take him along with me, and he'll also daven mincha. Epesuftan. He knows how to daven. He reads Hebrew perfectly. I feel under nekudas. No, so I give him a siddur, and I was nivel v'nishtaymein long after I finished my Shemoneh Esrei. He's still going strong. So I lean over after the kedusha. I lean over and I'm listening to him as Oktus Hazeshtila Heit, and his finger is on the page, and I see as a halt in Mitn Yalav Yavay. And this is in the summertime. The halt in Mitn Yalav Yavay, and he's saying it's Yom HaShachodesh as a Yom Chagamatzis as a Chagasukas as a, and then he gets to Al Anisim Zoktor Rab Seifa Chanukah, and he's making up for lost time, maybe, I don't know. But Lemaisa, what's the pshat? He's reading the Siddur. I mean, Siddur state to state. So the Siddur is also instructions. I don't know if it's Kansoch, but Chai is Loim Mamashiv, you know, Mayur Atal, Dosach Loim Mamashiv, Baruch HaChvesnish. But I was Yechazach Damant in them. In the Haggadah, that's what we do. Mamish, that's what we do. Gitakuk. Rabban Gamliel, Oime Kol Shalayom Ashloi Shadvarim Elu Bapesach Lo Yotzei Deichai Vosei. What is that doing in the Haggadah? The night of the Seder, in order to be Yotzei Deichai Vosei, we have to say, Pesach Zeh Shano Echlim Al Shumma, Al Shum She Pesach. Matzazu Shano Echlim Mon Azei Vaita. But we don't have to tell us the instructions. That's in the Shulchan Aruch. That's in the Mishnah. So in the morning or the week before, or Shloshim Yom Kodem, Lountman, that Rabban Gamliel says, you have to say this. And the Shulchan Aruch has a paskin up it. But the night of the Seder, we should say it. And in the Haggadah, what's going on? That the Teretz is, I mean, it may be shocking. But it could be that the Rabban Gamliel Oimer is maybe even more of a Sipi Yetzis Mitzrayim than the Pesach Zeshanu Oklim. Not that you could leave it out, but in the balance, it might even be more. That's Moha Eidos V'Chukim HaMishpotim by Tzaveinu Hashem Lassis as Kol HaChukim Oile. You tell him the Chukim. And the reason you tell him the Chukim is because not right now is Mitzvah's Talmud Torah, and this is not Matan Torah. Matan Torah is Shavuos. Now, if you want to know what's Heist Yitzias Mitzrayim, what's Heist Yitzias Mitzrayim is by Tziach HaSa'om in Mitzrayim Tavdun Solkim Alo Horazeh. That's Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Tachlis, remember we learned by the Gra, there's Machshava and the Maisa, the Poel Yotzeb, the Machshava, Soif Maisa, the Machshava, Tchila. So if you have a Maisa of Yitzias Mitzrayim, what's Likt in Yana Maisa? What's it all about? The answer is Kabbalah Satayra. The answer is Avodayim Asher Hitzesi Oisam. The answer is Hachodesh Hazeh Mishchu Kulachem. And that is exactly what the Russia can't fathom. That in the Yetziah of Mitzrayim and breaking the yoke of the tyrant, I am not only not set free from his perspective, but I made more Meshuvot. Zocharnu Es Hadoga Asher Noichal B'Mitzrayim Chinam. My Chinam, says the Medrash, Chinam in HaMitzvahs. Zochnei Revoayim. It's Zdova v'hifucho, Zelu umaseh, the Rosha and the Chacham. And the Chacham says, no! So tell me halachas. That's why, at the end of the Tosefta Perek Yud of Psachim, The Maisa that they have is not Maisa Barabbim. Akiva and B'nai Brak with all of the Chachamim, Rabbi Lazar, Be'eshua, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. It was a different place. It was in Lud, in the Aliyah of Baisus ben Zun in Belud. And there was Rabbi Gamliel in the Zakenim. And what were they doing there? So by us in the Haggadah, Hayu Misaprim B'tzias Mitzrayim Kol HaLayla. There it says, Hayu Oiskim Behilchis HaPesach Kol HaLayla. What do you mean Oiskim Behilchis HaPesach Kol HaLayla? What happened to Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim? Das is Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. So who has the plates to be able to say all of this and to be mimus all of this in Afatoh Amolo Kilchus HaPesach? So take a look in the Ritva. Afatoh Amolo Kilchus HaPesach Ein Maftir. Kach HaGiyus HaBachol HaNuschol Shalonu V'Kosher Ma Inyun Shuvah Zul L'Sheilo Zul V'Rashi Zal Pirish D'Sheilo Sechoch HaMoedus Kol Albo Kibon She'ikah HaYoim Hu HaPesach Loma Onu Makdimim Lecho Tzachagigo Koidim L'Chein. Rashi takes the answer very literally. You tell him this specific halacha of Ein Maftir Nacha Pesach Afikoyman, that it's the last thing you eat. And the kasha is, how come the most important thing is Dafka coming later, and the least important, which is the Chagigah, is coming before? Shouldn't it be, if the Tshvok of Pesach is the Korban Pesach, that you should eat it right away? So that's l'fikach anu mishivim loy ki anu oisim ze ki hilchus haPesach l'fisha yiyeh nechol ala soiva v'gam l'fisha ein lanu lechol shum dover acharov kidei shishor ha'taymoy b'finu mitoich ha'tam naskir tamei ha'mitzvah nusapir b'kol ha'layla. He says, by the way, that the reason that the tam has to remain in your mouth is not because you're supposed to remember it all night, but because by remembering it, you'll keep going. Nusapir b'nisim kol ha'layla. Avol, this is Rashi. But the Ritva continues, Avo b'michilta omru, af atop sachloi b'hilchis ha-pesach v'emorlo ein maftirin. Kloimar, shehu the chocham, when he asked you the bein ha-chocham, hiflig lidaktik v'lishoil, v'gam ato tein l'chocham v'yechkam oid. He started, and you finish, and you're moisif, and moisif, and moisif. V'heshivehu kol hilchis ha-pesach. Vafilu dvarim shein takonas chazal she'ein lohem shum smach baksuvim v'hu ma shetiknu ein maftirin. In other words, the way he learns, it's like it would say ad ein maftirin, and ad ein maftirin could be because it's the last halacha in the Mishnayos. But the way he learns, it's not because it's the last halacha, it's because you're supposed to start with all the derises. When you finish the derises, you go even into the derabbanans. And the derabbanan that the tshishoyer tam apesach b'fiv, this is that you're not allowed to eat anything afterwards. That's a derabbanan. He says, even that you should mention it. Even that. Not just that, but even that. And what else? Everything else. Everything that's connected to the Korban Pesach, and everything you'll see that's connected to the Haggadah, Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, Lefigir Sosenu. Kach pirushai, af ato emorloi kishaar hilchus haPesach she'ein maftirin, v'aftar azu hashlama v'siyum hadavar shebay niftarim v'chein pirshu razal b'chol mokaim hagirsa af ato emorloi hilchus ein maftirin avol yesh birushal mishinui kisham oimim hatshuva hazu lebein tipe she'ein yadalisho as a bezunder ezach al tshuvas haben oimim b'chol zed gyor tzionu mishem mikol mokaim. Tmihani sharei einonu oimim ala shela zoi satshuva shenemro batoira v'martu levin chavodam yinu l'paru v'aitzavenu Hashem latzkol chukim ha'ele ulefi apiru shekosavnu harei ze b'chlal k'mo she'omar afatomar l'hichus ha-pesach v'ze loshon afatah. He says the kasha that everybody has, I answered it, says the Ritva. The kasha was, why don't you bring the Torah's psukim? What about v'aitzavenu l'asas eskol chukim ha'ele? Why don't you say that? He says you do, by giving him kol achukim ha'ele. If you would banugin zach with the din of ein maftir nacha pesach, then ein ochanami, it's not kol achukim ha'ele. And not being mazbir. What is Yetzias Mitzrayim all about? What's the tachlis? But now that you understand that it's just one of many, many halachas, and you're really supposed to start from the beginning and go all the way to the end. So if you look at it in this context, in this way, in this aspaklaria, then it's takavait sadenos kol achukim ha'ele. And you spell out all achukim ha'ele. That's really what Rashi Bavur zeh, sha'akayim mitzvoysev. So memela sipi etzias Mitzrayim is a sipur to the bein ha'chocham of halachas, and there's one halacha after another in the Haggadah I would venture to say that maybe roiv of the words of the Haggadah, except for the parsha that darshens Arami Avirovi, is halachas. And that's why you have from the very beginning. It's 100% true, but that belongs in the Shulchan Aruch. The maisa that they have, that they were misapim b'tzias mitzrayim kol alayla, and all of a sudden you have a shayla of zechiras b'tzias mitzrayim. And all the mefarshim ask, but that's not nishta din and sipa b'tzias mitzrayim. So what's it doing here? The answer is, I'm mizok talochas, you go me inyan le'inyan. And lehefech, it shows the contrast. This is dafka balayla. And zechiras b'tzias mitzrayim, there was a whole machlokes if it was balaylois. Atchad rosha ben zoyma, kol yimei chayecha. The point is, as mezitz the melechem the inyanim, that is sipa yitzias mitzrayim. That's a chidush nifla ad miyot. Chidush nifla ad miyot. Because that teaches up yitzias mitzrayim better than anything else. Better than anything else. You can talk about the nisim and the flies, but the ikah is the ebishtutun kigeb ma Torah. We are the am hanifchar because of the Torah. Hashem mi Sinai bo v'zarech mi seyer lomay. That's the whole point of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. To tell us that we were taken, we were chosen, we were taken out of Mitzrayim to receive the Torah. These are the mitzvahs. And that's, by the way, why the night of the Seder has more regulations than any other time in the whole of our Yomim Tovim. The night of Pesach. That's why Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag is a special inyan in Pesach, because they have so many halachas, starting with Hilchos Chametz and Matzah. Aber lemaisa, the night of Pesach, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim night itself, that night, if you're including the Korban Pesach, or even if you don't include the Korban Pesach, that's the Shiurim, from the Plaktsach on the Shiurim. What kind of a free person is worried about what the Chazanish is saying? What's it like get him? He wants to do his own thing. He wants to drink wine, he drinks wine. He wants to drink beer, he drinks beer. He wants to drink schnapps, he drinks schnapps. What are you telling me? It has to be this shear and this size and the shayla roiv kais or kolak kais, maloy lugmov, and the size of the matzah. How many kazaisim? Do you know, you should forgive me the loshen. I mean, because that's what a fremde mensch would say. Mishtop tzachon mamish bizmevelt to platz with the kazaisim. That's freedom. And we have the exact opposite hasaga. Vos meh, we're makpid on the kutzei shel yud, on the tilei tilim shel halachos. And vos meh, we are careful. The zehirus in chametz, and the zehirus in the shiurim, and the zehirus in the zman. You tell a person, you're going to do this, but just till chatzais. And don't forget, otherwise you're not Yotzei. So what are you talking about? I want my freedom. I want to live. I want to breathe. It takes a little bit longer. What is it bothering anybody? The whole of the night of Pesach is to make a person meshuvah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because that's Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's nothing else that's Yetzias Mitzrayim. Avodai heim asher hoitzeisi. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha asher hoitzeisi yicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's the whole Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Memele, it makes perfect sense that the tshuvah of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim should be dafka halachas. And I wanted to bring you such a beautiful lashon. I'm telling you, I saw it a long, long time ago. I'm giving a zayin this spoil from this. Somebody asked a nephew of Reb Moshe. He asked him in the year, I believe it says Tav Shin Mem. He asked him to tell him of certain halachas in Inyanei Shviyas. It's a subtle halacha. I put it in the klein oisius. There's a whole tshuva here. That's all. The first is the introduction. Be'inyan kedusha shviyas beperes akum gichos beperes shviyas balva. And the answer is the little oisius, because it doesn't have to do with our inyan. But in the introduction, before he answers him, for some reason, because esat satan mit yud aleph nisan tov shin mem, it was mamish on the verge of Yom Tov, so he has Pesach on his mind, Reb Moshe. Zakt Reb Moshe Azoy, take a look inside. He gives him a bracha. It's Erev Yontif. Kulchem ta'amdu ala bracha l'chag ha-Pesach ha-Boleinu l'toiva l'chag kosher v'sameach. Be'emes, what does it mean? B'briyas ha-guf v'ha-nefesh v'oineg v'nachas me'alodim ha-yikarim. So he gets into v'nachas me'alodim ha-yikarim. She'b'chag ha-Pesach nema yoyse shaychus me'av labonim. You hear? There's a special relationship of tata mit kinder
on the Yontif of Pesach more than any other Yontif. You don't have it on Sukkot, you don't have that. You have the Yontif of Pesach. V'gadat talavicha. Aval ha-shaychus ne'ema b'hagoda b'tshuva le'chocham v'af ato amol l'kichus Pesach ein maftirin acha Pesach afikad. He says, we want a Bein HaChacham. So what's the tshuva to the Bein HaChacham in the Haggadah? Ein maftirin acha Pesach afikad. Look how he touches this up. Shepirushai. Shelechacham eino yoytzei b'tshuva kitzara. D'shas amiras ha-Haggadah. A love. Shehi tshuva arucha shetzorach lelamdo ad sheyeda kol hilchus ha-Pesach. Shehu kol ha-Maseches. Afshteitzach, if a person wants to know was mitut the Nacht von Seder, you got to know hilchus chametz, you have to know hilchus matzah, you have to know the whole Maseches Pesachim. And how well do you have to know Maseches Pesachim? Maybe a few minutes a day. Abisul Gemara Efsha mitakapich Gerashi. No, he says Ad sheyuchal lohayris halacha lemaisa shugam ba'eichus lohavin oisa im kol pirushi Rabbi Seina Rashi Taisus apayskim ketamut chacham gadol. Ukemuvan, and I made these losiyos bold so that the person should see it, even if he's a little bit nearsighted. Ukemuvan, the me'aka sheshoyel al kol edus v'chukam mishpatim. Since when he asks his question, he's not just sticking to Pesach night, and he's not even sticking to Maseches Pesachim. He wants to know everything that's going on in the Torah. Shehu tzarech lalamdei kol hashas kizvulun ben don. Do you understand what he's saying, or you don't understand what he's saying? Let me tell you what he's saying. He's saying, if I could touch up what he's saying, this is what I think he's saying. Obviously, it's literally and physically not shayach. If it's not shayach to teach kol ha-Torah kula regal achas, it's not shayach to teach kol ha-Torah kula belayla achas. And certainly not in the context of the Seder. So what is it? So what he's saying is like this. Imagine that you have a sefer, and in the Hakdama you have the topic, the inyan. Is that the topic? Of course not. It's the indication that I'm going to write about the topic. So I have an inyan. It's a very fatzvaik, a very complicated inyan. It goes on for 100 pages. And sometimes one of the truths in the Dibris Moshe with the Anofim, the Anofim. It's a very big tree with a lot of branches. But he has to tell you a little bit about what he's going to do, so you should have a sense of what it's all about. So he gives you a little bit of a, in the back or in the front, what's the inyan? What inyanim are we talking about? That's exactly the Haggadah according to him. The Chacham asks, Mo Eidus Achukim Mishpat. The night of Pesach, you tell him, listen, mein kind, Zolste Wissen. It's a very, very big Torah out there. And my obligation is to teach you everything. Kizvulun ben don, that's a nice Kizvulun ben don, a Zayda, the whole next pieces are about this whole union in the Gemara Maseches Kedushin. I want to tell you a Chiddush, which then I discovered is not my Chiddush, it may be the Pashup Pshat, and it's exactly the Masha and others for him say this Pshat. They mamish say this Pshat. But we'll soon see. Vos meint Ke'ilu Kibla Mehar Sinai, who's the Ke'ilu Kibla? The Tata or the Da'enikol? Who's the Kibla? That we'll see in a minute. But the Zvulun ben Don, that he's bringing an example as a person, Sheim Ish Echad, says Rashi in the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed. He taught his Einikol Torah. Exactly. So we teach our son the Bein HaChacham. And it's so to speak, we start, we give him the remuzin, the spores, you know, the little genetic material that begins to grow and grow and grow. For how long? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that you don't stop with your son when he becomes bar mitzvah. You don't stop when he becomes ben shmoneh esrei l'chupa. You stop when you finish teaching him kol ha-Torah kula, which according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav is in his early 20s. Alright? Reb Moshe says that the night of the Seder, he asks you, teach me the whole Torah. That's your obligation. And you answer him, alright, let's begin. And And then you finish with Eim Aftir Nachapesach Afikoyman. And you go on and you tell him Rashi and Tosfos and the Masha. And you tell him the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam and the Noisa Kalim. And you tell him the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha. And you tell him the Chazon Ish. And then when you finish with that, you say, Mein Kind, that's just Psochim, because that's our Inyan. Oh, but there's a big Torah out there. You start with Brachos and you end with Uktzim and everything in between. And that's our Achraya Zukta. That's this little keppel over here before he starts talking about Shvi'is. And if every father would do that with his children, then every time you'd open up a tshuva of Reb Moshe, wherever you are, you'd know what he's talking about. I'm not saying you could write the tshuva, but you would know what he's talking about, wherever you are. You take a look at this little tshuva here. Aloch Lamai says you should go to Gdolei Eretz Yisrael. He mentions the Bris Gerov, the Chazon Ish, and Azei Vayta. And then he goes into the union. Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Beis. No, do we know the Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Beis? Then we're in business. And if we don't, we get confused. We wonder, what's it about? You run to somebody to explain it to you. What's Reb Moshe say? If you have that Hasaga of the night of Pesach, it's mitamol in ganzen anandozach. It's the ultimate mechayiv to become a Talmud Chacham. Because really, you're teaching up that this unbelievable moment called Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is so essential to our history and so essential to our Hashkafa, that's what it is. Medav zitzen and lernen und wachsen, and you have to give it to the next generation and the next generation to the next generation. That's what Reb Moshe meant, that the tshvok of Pesach is to give over to your son, v'garata levincha. And v'bal, the Bein HaChochem is the ideal. So you ask yourself, what are we doing with the Bein HaChochem in the Haggadah? And then we'll understand what the point of Pesach is, because that's the ideal. So the answer is, to teach him Kol HaTorah Kulo, that's what the answer is. But you can't do that the night of Pesach. So, but look at Sachafa Tamaluk, Sapesach, Eim Avdin, Achapesach, Afika. Pile play. So he takes it and moves it to a different dimension entirely. We started that you learn halachas. Halachas of the Seder. Schira Yetzias Mitzrayim, Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kol Shalayama, Kenagrabo, Bonim Dibra Teira, Maslu Begnusum, Sain Beshevach. Abba Lamaisa, what does he do? Reb Moshe, Zechonu Levracha L'Chayim Abba. He says, that's just the beginning of the tip of the iceberg, the beginning of a lifetime of teaching your son. And what's the tachlis? What is Yetzias Mitzrayim all about? That we should know Kol HaTorah Kulo. And I want to tell you what a Meirid Kizach that is. And that's why I think the Agud, the Pirka, and all this, you know, Bezeer Ampin, you know, in every religion there are priests, and the priests are in control of the religion, and they're the ones who are in the know, and they're the ones who have to study the books, and everybody else is as ignorant can be. And you just follow the motions and you do whatever they tell you to do. Here you have a Meir Dikazach. We have Kehanim also. Oh, but we have a halacha that says that every single Yiddish kind, when he becomes born, when he's born, the father's mechuyev to teach his son from the day that he's born. It's unbelievable. Mishayaschil ledaber oviv melam de Torah is not a mitzvah of chinuch midrabbanon. It's a mitzvah dairaisa of v'limadetem moysam es v'meichem. And if you look at the Rambam and the way the Rambam describes, and then you bring him to the Malamed, and the Malamed learns with him Kol Hayoyim Umiktsas Min Alayla, that to teach him to be madrichim in the Hachana to learn Yoimam Valayla. And he says as much as he can handle, Safalei Keturah. And that is the beginning of the makings of whom? The chacham that's going to be sitting in the head of the yeshiva, the chacham that's going to be in the Beis HaMikdash, the chacham that's going to be the Navi, the chacham that's going to be the one and only, the Echad Yotze Lohira, every single Yiddish kind is mechuyev to start learning many years before his bar mitzvah and continue learning at Emes HaChayav Adam Lil Meitera Ad Yoy Moisei, Zok the Rambam. And he's not talking about anybody unique or different or special. It's not a job, it's not a position, it's not a role. It's Klal Yisrael. Mayrosha Kehilas Yankif. That is Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's in the Chukosai Teilechu Shetiyu Ameirim Batayim. This is clear as day. This is not a drush. This isn't one shot of many. This is the Tshvok and the Yesod of Yetzias Mitzrayim L'chol Hadeyos. Just some spell it out more clearly and some don't spell it out so clearly. But there's no one that's chaylik on this idea. And I'll tell you something else. I said this many, many times. Moshe Rabbeinu has kindness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't send me. I'm not good for this job. Chazal say that he protested too much. He lost the kahuna because of that. What is the reason that he's protesting? Because b'derech haseichel, it doesn't make sense that I should be the one that goes to Paro. And that I should be the one who goes to Bnei Yisrael to take them out of Mitzrayim. Especially when there's an Aaron. Look at the milus of Aaron and look at the chesroness of Moshe. Moshe was chased away. He wasn't there. He grew up in the palace. He's distant from the people. Vayetze alecha vayar. You need somebody that's with the people, Yom of Alayla. Especially somebody who has those sensibilities like Aaron. And then he's speaking to Paro. He's a kvad pel, kvad loshen. And Aaron is a pemapik margolios. Shlach no biyat tishloch. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Amayri de gezach. I was madgish l'cha ha'ois. You know where else you have that? V'hoya l'cha li'ois al yodcha. What's l'cha li'ois? L'cha li'ois. V'loy l'acherim l'ois. I want to tell them that this is your ois. I'm talking to you. Never mind the people. I don't care whether they understand or they don't understand why I'm sending you. But I want to be masbit to you why I'm sending you. Because v'tziach ha'sami mitzrayim tavlin sulkim al ha'razeh. You are the one that is chosen. I created you for Kabbalah Satayra. Like the Rambam says at the end of Perek Aleph, Ilchos Avodah Zarah, Ad she'osa Moshe Rabbeinu v'Rabban shel kol ha'neviyim shlochai. That's in the Torah, the Ilchos Avodah Zarah. The inyan of Kabbalah Satayra is 100% Moshe Rabbeinu's purview. It's his domain. There's less mandapolik. And Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have any tightness about that. Is going to Paro, going to Bnei Yisrael, taking them out of Mitzrayim. Zok the Ribbono Shel Olam, Helzachayim. Every country has two stages in a revolution. The American Revolution. You throw off the yoke, Vita Gehesen, George the Third, the Second, the Fifth, George the Third. See, I got it right the first time. Could you imagine? George the Third. So he goes to George the Third and he says, no taxation without representation, a kapara on your head, we're revolting and we're running away from you, and we're creating our own freedom and our own country. Yeah? What is that document called? The Declaration of Independence. Now, they're free. They won the war, or at least whatever, and the British give up, and now you have all your colonies, and they're free. Jetzt ist was? So, chahefke de gewel? Ich es reyeu chayim bloi. Il moli moira. Daffen was affen ton? You got to have another document. That document is called the Constitution. The document, the Declaration of Independence says, we hold these truths to be self-evident. And this one's, and the tyrant, and the tyrant's not nice to us, is a Gansam Aroch over there. I once read it. And now you have a Constitution. Constitution says, Hatzachai Kidoach. Now that we're our own Balabatim, above us tut min yetzt. So there's a separation of powers with a gagras, with a bit, you know, and that's what got us to where we are today. No, I didn't mean that as a sarcastic statement. I really did. Well, myself, I think like, taking every other country into account is ganz fein. You think that's not also from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we should have a place to be? Oy. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, if you're going to have a Moshe Rabbeinu giving them the Torah, quote unquote the Constitution, and you have somebody else taking them out, like Aaron, so you'll have your Declaration of Independence as one document, so to speak, and the Constitution is another document. But Yiddishkeit insists that the Declaration of Independence is the Constitution. It's the Constitution that's the Declaration of Independence. Because mitzvahs set you free. Al tikri chorus ela chayrus. Ein lecha ben chayrin ela misha oisek bat Torah. The Torah sets you free. So Memela, the one who's giving the Torah, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, he has to start from the beginning and liberate the people, so that there should never be a havamina that they're two separate in yonim. And by the way, he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, give a cook where you are. Why did I suddenly choose to reveal myself to you here? Because you happen to live nearby? Because you live across the street? You're in the same neighborhood? I brought you here because that's where Yitzias Mitzrayim begins. It begins in Har Chorev, in Sinai. There's no such thing as a separate document. I don't know, the Declaration of Independence, Tzachzach Mitzvah in Philadelphia, where is it today? Yeah, and where is the Constitution?
Washington.
In Washington. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. It says, Ein Torah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chadashim, Mishkul Kulachem. It's Meiridik. And a person who has this kind of Havana understands that the whole tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the whole night of Pesach, the Behilu Yatzanu Mitzrayim, is to, like Reb Moshe says, to teach our children Kol HaTorah Kula, no matter who you are. Hizaru b'vnei aniyim shemehem teitzei sora. Mipnei ma ein b'neiim shel tamidei chachomim, tamidei chachomim. And that's the inin, of course, of a hoidatum of Nevanechu, that the Torah machzeres after the third generation. Al achsanya shalom. The achsanya is everybody's business. My achsanya, your achsanya, his achsanya. The Torah goes back to hotel. It doesn't have to be the Waldorf Astoria. The Torah goes back to its hotel. It knows where to go. It's machzeres al achsanya shalom as long as it's v'haydatam levanecha levnei vanecha, no matter who the person is. Ad kedei kach that I feel of Mamze Talmid Chacham is Kaidim Lakayin Gadol Amoritz. So the Chneira V'ayim. You know, Yiddishkeit is very into Yichus. Very into Yichus. On many levels. Vais Yaldo Mishpachoysam Leveis Avoysam. From day one, we were very into Yichus. And Kahanim, and Leviim, and Yisraelim. Mishpachas Kuna Ikru Mishpacha. Bamed Varam Amurim, 100 other in Yonim. Abba Ben Eskum Tzatayra, all barriers are broken. Mamze Talmud Chacham Kaidim Lekayin Gadol Amoritz. No revival. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim belongs to everybody, and Yetzias Mitzrayim is called HaTorah Kula. That's what it is. So whoever comes out of Mitzrayim, that's what it is. And since it means every single person. And it includes the women, by the way, because the role of the women, without that, there is no Kol HaTorah Kula for the men. It's unfortunately something the Olam stops understanding lately. It makes us with Alain Zitzin Olam. But I'm not going into that now, you understand. That's not what I meant. I meant that this Yetzias Mitzrayim is for the women also. So how come the Torah? So the Torah says, that's their chelek in Torah. Because without that, it's not going to happen. It never will, and never did. So I think that today times are changing, different, meh. They're not sitting by the pelech anymore. That's being manufactured, and you buy it in the store. So what are they going to do the whole day? Batala mevi li deishima. So mizitz them alone. Come on, it's lost. Anyhow, the Gemara in Kiddushin that mentions Vulun Ben Don said, "Is a Meridik Yerushalmi." Let me read to the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, that not too many people are aware of the Loshna Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi tells us that, you know, Samach LeMincha, you're not allowed because of Shabbos. You can't get involved in things that will distract you. But if you started already, then you can continue. So what's called starting b'negei at Amerchatz, the Gemara wants to know. Haskalas Amerchatz Ezehi. So Reb Zreikon b'shem Rebbe Chanino Oma Mishayatech HaGoyroi. He goes into the Amerchatz, and he's fully dressed, and then he reminds himself, oh, no time left. He's got to leave. He has to leave. But once he undoes his belt, so then he stays. Rav Oma Mishayatech Menoloi. His shoes. Abba Vassar's only sign, listen, Vaita. Kado, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Haviyolif Shema, Parshosa min Barberei, Bechol Arovis Shuva. He was, Yolif Shema doesn't mean Kriya Shema. Yolif Shema means a Shmua. He used to hear a Parsha, he used to hear his Enikol Tell him a shtickle Taira. That's what it is. His Einikel, every Erev Shabbos, used to tell him a shtickle Taira. What were you machadish today or this week in the base medrash? So he had a seder with his Einikel, min barbarei, his Einikel. B'chol aroivet shuvah, b'chol every Erev Shabbos, chadzman, inshi, he forgot about his seder, and the oal mischi b'hein dimus in the Tveria, he went into the baths of Tveria, v'havim istamech al katfid Reb Chiya bar Abba. Reb Chiya bar Abba, used to be very much mishamish talmid chachamim, so he was mishamish Reb Yochanan, he was mishamish Reb Shub ben Levi, so in her, while he was there, he reminded himself, in her, it's like from light, enlightenment, in her, he became aware, the Leshama Parshasim in Barbare, that Chazar Venofikle, he ran out of the Merchats, and he ran to his Einikel. Amalei Reb Chiya bar Abba, V'loi Kein Alfen Rebbe, didn't you teach us in Mishkilu Ein Mafsikin, that once you're in the Merchats, you could stay? Amalei Chiya b'ni, So he's telling him, do you understand what you're saying? He says, do you realize what it means to learn a seder with an einikel? But I want to be medayik in the lashon. There's a chazal. The chazal is in the Gemara Kedushin Daf Lamed. That's what I mentioned earlier. And the chazal says, kol ha'melamed es ben b'nai teira ke'ilu kibla mehar chariv. So I want to ask you, if you teach your Einikel Torah, it's as if he, that's the danger of pronouns. You can't be always sure what it's referring to. If you say Chaim Yankel, it's Chaim Yankel. Then you know who you're talking about. But he could be Chaim Yankel, could be Shmerel Baruch. Who is the one that's Kilu Kibla Mehar Sinai? The Zayde or the Einikel? So I always thought, when I was learning this as a child, that avada means the einikel, and I had a perfect shot. And the makne in kedushin gitakuk, my love akosuf kilu kibli mehachayrev, nira lefarshim if neish amru chazal she'ena doyma l'shemeya mepi harav or she'shama mepi atalmid. Who's it better to hear from the rebbe or from the rebbe's talmid? Avada better from the Rebbe. Why? Because you're closer to the Masorah. That's what he writes. V'chein motzino b'chol dor v'dor mimos Moshe Rabbeinu lo v'sholom sh'nismayda ha'soga k'fi richu k'amekablim zeh mizeh. It gets harder and harder. It's further away from the source. V'arachnu b'bzeh p'sichem sefem v'asachas k'su b'zir sham b'konis. So he says, I talked about it by Rechus. I'm not going to talk about it by Rechus now. But that's what he says. So based on this, what's Kilu Kibla Meharsina? Very partial. That's how I always understood as a child. When I was learning this Gemara for the first time, I don't know, 9, 10 years old. So I said, Pashut, a person is skipping a generation in his Masaira. If he teaches his Einikel, the Einikel is not getting it from his father who got it from the Zayda. He's getting it directly from the Zayda. So he's skipping over that middle stage of loss, of reduction. So Memele, it's Doime Ke'ilu Kibla Mehar Sinai. Because he's one step closer to the Sinai. That's what they're trying to say. So again, who's the Kilu Kibla? The Einikel. Yes? Okay. You look at the Lashon of the, once again, of the Yerushalmi. Ki'ilu hu shoyma mehar Sinai. Who? Kol ha-shoymeya parsha mi ben benoi. Ki'ilu shoyma mehar Sinai. The Zayda. And the whole thing is the strangest thing. If you hear a Shmua mi ben benoi, it's as if you heard the Shmua mehar Sinai. Is the Chmamish sounds like Pung Faket, what we just said. Adarabba, who are you listening to? The Einikel. And that's like you were Makabalit from Har Sinai when it's two generations after you already? So vas tutsachta.
Because if you made a mistake, the grandfather corrects it.
So, but why is it like the father is being Makabalit Mehar Sinai? I mean, the Zayda. Why is it like the Zayda is Makabalit Mehar Sinai? So take a look at the Marsha. So Rashi b'chumash pirush l'fi pshuta yomesh amadat musav al nikra shalamalu mimenu asher ro einecha v'adrash tohocha yemayin ze ela dekoy ad esamich lei v'idatum v'necha. Good. So yishem l'cho shmur nafshecha, you should tell them over v'idatum v'necha v'nei v'necha. Shezois ha'udo l'vnei v'onim havalei ki ilu hu yom asher amadata. They were makabel, it's not keilu kibla. The mikol makoyim, even the ba'arves moyev b'soif memshona nemakein, or the kula mamakein, shayu ben harbe shalayom do har Sinai. So memele v'oid yeshloima, the loykoi keilu kibla mehar Sinai elo av elo ha ben aben shalayoyu b'har Sinai. So the v'yesh loimar, the second oid yesh loimar, is what I always thought was the pashup shat. But according to the Marsha, the pashup shat is what the Makner said. The pashup shat is what the Yerushalmi is saying. What is the pashup shat? The pashup shat is that the Zayda was kibla kibla mehar Sinai. Why? So let me explain to you the way the Marsha understands. Kibla mehar Sinai means you're like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says in Erevin Ketzat, Seder Limud. How did they learn by Moshe Rabbeinu? But Moshe Rabbeinu, his limud was with a goal that the Masorah continues forever. If you satisfy yourself with teaching your son, so that's your chiyuv of mitzvahs Talmud Torah, that's basic, that's the aleph base. The chiyuv to teach your grandson is already because you have a responsibility for the future. That sense of responsibility that goes beyond your son to the Einikol, you stand in the place kivayochel of Moshe Rabbeinu, whose achrayus was to produce a Torah to Klal Yisrael that is Meirosha Kilis Yankov forever and ever. Since lo yamushu mipichum pizarochum bizera zarecha Torah machzeres al achzan yeshalom. So memela, what you've achieved is a Torah that's nitzchiyazdik in your mishpacha. And memela, you become like Moshe Rabbeinu, who is mekabla mehar Sinai. So kilu kibla mehar Sinai means bedoyme to Moshe. And that's what it says over here, called shemeya parsha miben benoy kilu shoyme mehar Sinai. If you are matzliach, that the Einikol says over a shtikl Torah, he's a mechadish, and you're able to hear it, then you are guaranteed that you are the shemeya mehar Sinai, because you gave that son and the grandson, the koyach, to produce Torah. So you're creating a Torah that goes ad kedekach to the Einikol, that the Einikol can be even a machadish in Torah. So that's what he's saying in the Yerushalmi, that it goes on the Zayda, and that's what the Marsha says, Pashup Shad, and he says, maybe it also means the Einikol as well. But the Ikar Shvak, he says before, is the Zayda. And that's what I wanted to share with you. What the Maskonas Hadvarim is, that the whole Yontif of Yitzias Mitzrayim is a Yontif of giving over the Torah. That's what it is. So we have this TV Yirbu Yomecha Yosifu L'chosh Nois Chayim. The Yirbu Yomecha Yosifu L'chosh Nois Chayim has many meanings. We already learned this pasuk a little bit. I just wanted to be meisif one thing. Yiddishkeit understands that the mortality of any particular person is never real if he's able to give over the Torah to the next door. And the whole inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is because Hare Anu Uvanenu Uvnei Vanenu. The Yitzias Mitzrayim was never understood as my inyan. It was never understood that I had a problem. It's a problem of all the Dairis. And if there's a Yitziah, then the Yitziah's Hatzlacha is for all the Dairis. It's not that I was Zaycha to come out of Mitzrayim. It's again, I, Baneinu, Uvnei Baneinu. And Memela, the Vigadita, is Levincha. Because if you're going to do a Vigadita Levincha like Moshe, like Reb Moshe, like Moshe Rabbeinu, but like Reb Moshe, that he says you start with the Gemara in Psachim, Eima Tiranacha Pesach Afikomen, and you end with Kol HaTorah Kula, and if that's your commitment to the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim of Vigadat Olavincha, then you're guaranteed that the Yetzias Mitzrayim is Nimshach Ad Soif Kol Adairis. Hare Anu Vanenu would have been Mishubadim, and now it's Anu Vanenu are forever B'nei Chayrin. So the whole inyan of Lohidia Levonim and the connection and the similarity to Mitzvahs Limud HaTorah is very clear. Because the Yesod of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Torah, and the Yesod of Torah is the Nitzchius of Torah Midar Lidar. V'haydatam Levonecha v'livnei Vanecha. And that's why it's V'yigadato Levincha v'yoy mahuleva. So I just wanted to be Messiah. I mean, we finished this chalik. This pasuk is not the last pasuk of Perek Tes, of the first third of the Goyim's chiluk of three svarim in Mishlei. Aber the kiviye bo yamecha v'yaisifu l'cha shnais chayim. Zecha meyri dikazach. I'll tell you my last thought. A lot of times, you can tell somebody a yesaid, and he trusts you. You're the Rebbe, he's the Talmud. You're the Tata, he's the son. If you say so. But do you know it? Do you feel it b'chush? Is it in your bones? Not necessarily. It could be chukim, it could be not even chukim. If for somebody it's an inyan, it doesn't talk to me. You know the expression, it doesn't talk to me. I get up and I say, there's a pasuk in Mishnah. The pasuk says, Mezitzta Malam Torah. Your whole day is different. Your life is different. Your year is different. Your Arichus Yomim is different. Is there any person here that doesn't feel that in the marrow of his bones? That pshat, that havon? Not one. There's not one person here that doesn't understand that without what we are doing, and without where we are, and without this Torah of ours, and without our gishmak in Mesiris Nefesh for Torah, that we would be in the garbage can? The people like us, doesn't matter what the age is, it's a few years more, a few years less, it's the same thing. Mekenzayin 90 year old, Mekenzayin 50 year old. In those 40 years, they go like Chalayim Yov. All of us, you know where we really are, where we ought to be according to the statistic? In Florida. And what should we be doing in Florida? One of two things. Either playing cards or playing golf. That's it. Now, the fact that that sounds so bizarre to us is not because the world isn't like that. It's because we have the Torah. And without the Torah, one step out the door into the noxious world that's out there, it's like the astronaut that takes off his spacesuit and thinks he can breathe without it. He's finished in a minute. The world has such a noxiousness, but it's an amazing kind of poison. It used to be maybe in Vilna 200 years ago, different, I don't know. But today the poison is the hevel of the world. The hevel, the stupidity, the silliness, the nonsense, the waste of time. The narishkeiten of the world are eating us up. Eating us up. And vosmer trivial and alts besser. Besser and besser. And the same thing is true with everything. The foods are much less nutritious and much more strange. And the stranger, the better. That's why today, by the way, just to digress for a moment, you have to have that all our products on Pesach taste like chametz. They have to taste like chametz. You have now the bakeries are vying with what can taste more like a piece of challah, what can taste more like a bulka, like a bagel, what can taste more like a slice of pizza. The teretz is, that's right. It's taka the biggest retardation. That's its attraction. Mizgivon azay reich, and azay free, and we have so much time on our hands, because we're not hurrying in the fields, yoyman balayla, and we're not cooking and baking yoyman balayla, and we're not doing the laundry 24 hours a day, that we mamish don't know what to do with ourselves. So we're looking for one bigger shtus and one bigger hevel. The games and the movies and the cold over osur is all for, and the music, this is all for one tachlis. to fachat ourselves and to use up the time that we have in entertainment so that we should feel good. And we have a different kind of entertainment. Instead of going down into the depths of stupidity, we climb the mountain of the greatest intelligence, the highest levels of sophistication. By us to plagzach in a machloikis of the gedolei ha'achrayim, what is the taich of a taisvus somewhere favor from the taisvus in the inyanim of Karban Pesach, that we're not being makrif today, and who's interested in it is by us the greatest simchas achayim, and that is ki vi yirbu yamecha v'yosifu l'chosh nois chayim. B, the Torah is talking. Through me, you should know that all those years will have vindication. All those years will have purpose. All those years, you'll feel good about yourself at the end of the day. Instead of saying, no, I didn't do anything, and tomorrow I'll do this. So mamish halfway vafela. So this is the hergish that we have. It's a beautiful way to finish the first chelek of Mishlei with this pasuk, because it's not a pasuk that needs to be explained and you have to take it on my word or on anybody else's word. It's a pasuk that speaks to us. We could have written that pasuk.